Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the STEM Files on Blog Talk Radio, where we highlight the best and brightest in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This is Season 2, Episode 7, The Youth and Their Architect. But that is a very small title for the type of guest that we have this evening. Tonight we have Mr. Craig Eckhart. He is a architect for the M.C. Harry & Associates architectural firm. And I'm going to give the floor over to him. Mr. Eckhart, are you on?
Yes, good evening. I'm on. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. So thank you for being on the show. Absolutely. Can you give us just a brief outline of yourself, where you're from, and what got you into architecture?
Yes. Well, first of all, I'd like to say thank you very much for having me on your show. It's a privilege.
Absolutely.
So my name is Craig Akar, Kavan Akar, and I'm originally from Kingston, Jamaica. I came to the United States in 2001, and I've been working here ever since. I'm a part of a firm called M.C. Harry & Associates, and that firm, it will celebrate its 60th anniversary this year. The firm concentrates on public sector type work, you know, schools, police stations, fire stations, you know, K-12 as well as higher education type buildings. So that's what we do.
Okay, awesome. And I understand you're a third generation architect for your firm?
Yes, well, the firm was originally founded back in 1957 by an architect called Milton Carlyle Harry, hence the name. And since then, the firm has transferred ownership to Jim Pearsall and Tom Carlson. And then this is now the third generation of owners. That includes Javier Torres, Lourdes Solera, and myself. So, you know, we're third generation owners of the firm. And the firm has approximately, you know, 25 architects, as well as some administrative staff, et cetera. It's one of these kind of family-oriented type firms that really looking to the best interests of its employees. And I'm very proud to be a part of that whole organization.
Right. That's awesome. And at what point in your life did you realize that architecture was something that you wanted to do with the rest of your life?
Interestingly enough, I really didn't know very much about architecture, if anything at all, until after I left high school. And that is primarily because, you know, I was not exposed to the profession until after I left high school and I started working at an engineer's office where I saw these beautiful plans coming in. And I asked my supervisor at the time, I said, who does these drawings? And he said, well, those are coming from an architect's office. And at that point that I say, that is exactly what I want to be doing. That's who I want to be. I want to be an architect. And the rest is history.
Wow, that's cool, man. So for those who are listening, can you kind of give us a brief outline of what architecture is for those who may not know?
Well, that's a good question. Architecture is really a lot of things to a lot of people, but simply put, architecture is, let us say it is the art and science of designing buildings or occupiable type structures, usually as some type of beauty or aesthetics to it, but it's really a functional art form.
And does architecture have, because I know you're from Jamaica, does architecture have a deep connection with your culture in Jamaica? Like, how does architecture, or how does the Jamaican culture influence architecture?
Well, you know, like any other country, not just Jamaica, you know, the built environment is very important. People interact with buildings pretty much for most of their lives, whether it is the house
right.
that you live in, which was quite likely designed by an architect, or the school that you go to, you know, the place that you work. If you work within a building, it is likely that building was designed by an architect. So architects are really very influential in your everyday life, in all of our lives. And good architecture or bad architecture can influence our life. How we interact with the built environment is very important. You know, the community that we live in is very... how do you say? It's very nature. The feel of the community is influenced by the architecture within that community. So architecture is very important, not only in Jamaica, but in any country, any community that you're from. Architecture plays a vital role in that. And therefore, the architect, in my opinion, not just because I'm an architect, but architects play a very vital role in community building and in... Mm. How you interact with spaces inside and even outside of a building is extremely important.
Awesome. Now, just speaking on the role that architecture plays in the community, how does it affect the economic status of a community? How does architecture play a role in the amount of money or the amount of community, you know, wherewithal that it played, like just how much does that play into the developing community or any community that's looking to sustain itself?
Right. Now, I mentioned before that architecture is everywhere, and really, it is the value that people place on their built environment that determine the economic value of a place, you know. So let me take one good example. For instance, let us say Overtown in Miami, which I have a special place in my heart for that community. It is an African-American community within the heart of downtown Miami. And that particular place has a very strong history. The history is cultural, but the architecture within that particular community is also important. There are several churches that are historic, other buildings that are historic because of the function that they play within the history of that particular community. So, for instance, MC Harry is involved in the restoration of a library within that community, and the library is called Dorsey Library. And I'm just using the Dorsey Library off the top of my head because it's an active project within our office. It's been restored by the city of Miami. And the history of that building had to do with one of the millionaires back in the early 1900s within Miami, where this particular millionaire, Mr. Dorsey, built a library for the African-American community. And that building, although it's a one-room building, it means a lot to the community because of its historical value. That building has been run down over a long period of time, and the city has finally gotten around to restoring that, and we're proud to be a part of that restoration. The community came together and contributed to remind us as architects what that building looked like and how the building felt during its heyday, and we're able to put contract documents together, and soon that building will be under construction. You asked about the economy of a particular community and how architecture influenced that. And to come around to that question, buildings like the Dorsey Library or the churches I mentioned earlier forms part of the fabric of that community. The built environment is very much a physical manifestation of the community and what the community stands for. And in Overtown, those buildings are extremely important to the culture of that community. I'm not too sure if you know about the history of Overtown. Do you know about the history?
No, sir. I'm learning a lot just by you sharing.
Well, let me just give a very brief history of Overtown. Back in the days of segregation, etc., when black entertainers used to come to Miami to entertain the white elites, they would go to Miami Beach to perform at the hotels and the clubs, etc. But because of segregation, they could not stay in those areas after they had finished performing, and they had to go to, you know, the black community, which was over the water from Miami Beach, etc., hence the name Overtown. So they go to those areas where African Americans are known to live, and believe it or not, that was really the center of the entertainment within Miami, because when these wonderful entertainers go to Overtown to sleep, they didn't just sleep. They continued their artistry, and they entertained the black community in such a way that a lot of the time, the people from Miami Beach and places like that will actually come over to Overtown to enjoy the after show, if you will. And the Overtown community was really very vibrant and booming, and that is where the real action was back in the early 1900s, middle 1900s, and so forth. And that particular community, Overtown, really got destroyed when the I-95 was planned and just went straight through that community and practically destroyed the vibrancy and the whole community within Overtown. And what is left of it right now, it's pretty strong, but again, we can see, you know, some activities going on that might very well continue to ravish the community. So, anyway, that is a little passion of mine. I really feel very strongly about Overtown and the people of Overtown, but I don't want to stray too far from the point. Architecture is very important in any community, and the built environment is something that influences the thought process of the people living within that community.
Awesome, awesome. And, you know, that goes right back to the main theme of this episode is the youth and the architect. And for those who are listening, I called it that episode because Mr. Card is actually working on a program called Black Architects in the Making. And it's really a program that really exposes young people to architecture. And I'm gonna allow Mr. Card to go into it more. But I personally am very passionate about young people and as it relates to STEM, because without them, we can't carry on the knowledge or the application of STEM to build a community for future generations. So can you kind of give us a outline of Black Architects in the Making and what it has done for young people so far?
Sure. Well, let me start off by saying this. The United States has produced, today's statistics, probably about over 110,000 registered architects in this country. Of that, barely 2,000, 110,000 are African-American architects. Therefore, less than 2% of the total amount of architects in the country are black architects. And an even more alarming statistics, about 400 of those black architects are female architects. So just imagine, of over 110,000 architects in the United States, only about 400 are black female architects. And in total, only about 2,000 are black architects. That is a very stark figure, a very anemic statistics for the African-American community.
Absolutely.
When I came to the United States from Jamaica, where predominantly the population of architects within the country are black, and then I came to this country and, you know, I went through the whole process of becoming registered in the United States, and I attend functions put on by the American Institute of Architects. And I see when I go to those functions many times, I am one of very few Black architects present at those functions. Came to me that, you know, the numbers were out of whack. So I pretty much asked the AIA, Miami chapter at the time, I said, hey, what's going on with this figure? And they say, well, we have a program called Architects in the Making, and that program introduced architecture to young students. I attended one of the summer camps that they had there, and predominantly the students present at that function were either Caucasian or Hispanic. Very few, if any, were actually African Americans. And when asked about that again, I realized that it is not because the AIA Miami chapter does not want more African Americans to participate, but the fact is the news is not reaching to the African American community. So then, you know, I took it on myself to say, well, if the news is not reaching the African American community, then I need to go into the African American community to spread this news, this gospel, if you will, about architecture. That's the only way we're going to get more architects involved. If Black students know more about architecture, then they'll be informed enough to pursue architecture as a career. I mean, how can they pursue architecture if they've never heard of it, right? So in 2015, I formed what is called the Black Architects in the Making program. And I associated it with the larger Architects in the Making program, you know, that was originally formed by the AIA Miami chapter. And they embraced the program and gave me all the support I needed. Of course, MC Harry also had to give me the kind of support and the man hours that would be needed to get such a program off the ground too. So their support and the support of the staff was tremendous. Our first program was in Overtown, at the Overtown Youth Center, where we had a workshop that saw 15 students participating. Most of these students, I would say 14 of the 15, never heard about this profession called architecture before. They have never seen a Black architect. Most of them have never even seen an architect. So the program took off there. We did some hands-on training, very creative, very fun type of activities where the students will get to be introduced to architecture through a very exciting type of program. And it was a hit. The students, after 5 days worth of workshop, they produced a project of their own that they designed for themselves and that they were proud of. And it was then displayed at the AIA in Miami downtown. And the program took off like wildfire. We had one since in Liberty City by Muhammad's Mosque, number 29. And that happened last summer. We had 8 students participating, and all 8 students did extremely well. They got scholarships to attend the larger Architect in the Making program by the University of Miami School of Architecture, and they did extremely well. So not only do we have workshops with the Black Architects in the Making workshop, but we also have talks, career talks. We have, you know, games evening where we introduce fun games, a game that we made up called Architectionary. I don't know if you ever heard of the game Pictionary, where, you know, an artist sketch and then
yes,
a group
absolutely.
Of people kind of guess what the artist is trying to sketch and they get a point. Well, we do this with architecture where we're sketching well-known architectural buildings all over the world. And the students will then, you know, sketch, and then other students will guess, and it's all very exciting kind of stuff, you know. So the program has been pretty successful. It's been very satisfying for myself and the volunteers that contribute as instructors and presenters for the program. We have had black architects from Miami who have volunteered their time to come by and speak with the students. We have had architectural students from local university participating as well. And, of course, the MC Harris staff has really helped by participating. In particular, I'd like to mention Naomi Harrison, who has really taken the female portion of the Black Architects in American program, move forward with it. The last activity that we had was just last week at the YWCA in Overtown, downtown Miami, where we had several young black female students participating within the program. So it's a very exciting program. I am excited about it, and this program has the roots and the making of a program that can not only help Miami, but also indeed help the entire nation in bringing more black architects into the profession.
Awesome, awesome. And I would love to actually invite you to Atlanta to do some things with Black Architects in the Making. It sounds like something that I would love to just take all up and down the East Coast and just bring to bring the students that would be interested in architecture or just to learn more about it, because it seems to, like you were saying, there's not a lot of young people that even know about agriculture, architecture, so. Definitely.
Absolutely. It will be my pleasure to take this program to every nook and cranny of the United States. This is a kind of planting type of activity that we're doing. You know, we're not expecting results overnight, but I just feel education has a large part to play in getting more black students involved in architecture. And the more of these programs we can have all over the nation, the better it's going to be, not only for Black America, but for the entire United States. Just think about it. African Americans have been instrumental in putting the United States on the world scene. That is fact. When you think about music in the United States, you cannot help but think of African American artists. When you think of poetry, when you think of the movie industry, when you think of any type of art form, dance, speech, literature, African Americans have been instrumental in putting the United States on the map. Architecture has missed that boat, not because there is no need for it. I believe that African Americans have something to contribute to architecture in a real way, as it has contributed to music and dance and literature and all that kind of stuff. But we need to get more African American kids involved in architecture.
That's
and
right.
I believe that the next Michael Jackson of architecture or Prince or Louis Armstrong of architecture is right here within our grips. And we need to encourage that kind of talent. And I think the entire United States will be better off for it. And I know for sure that the American Institute of Architects would love and encourage this type of infusion of African-American talent within its profession. And that is the reason why I'm so passionate about going into these communities and pretty much telling the kids about architecture, who an architect is, and encouraging them to come on and join us, because I know that the talent that exists within our African-American community will make us richer as a nation. And we need to start nurturing that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And first, before I ask you the final question, I just want to say thank you again for doing the STEM Files. Our listeners are very pleased with what you're saying. They're already asking how they can reach you. Can you tell everyone who's listening how they can reach you via email or?
Sure.
Okay.
Now, I do know that there are other programs out there in the AIA that does similar things to what the Black Architects in the Making program is doing in Miami. And I encourage those programs to continue doing what they're doing. The Black Architects in the Making program, we're going to package that in such a way that it can be exported to other cities all throughout the United States. And, for them to just continue that same program so more students can learn about architecture in the African-American community. I can be reached at C, which is my initial for first name, and then my last name, which is spelled A-Q-U-A-R-T, at mcharry.com. That is C-A-Q-U-A-R-T at mcharry.com. That's my email. I can also give my cell if you think that is something that I should do as well.
Absolutely. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. All right. I can give my cell number.
Okay.
It is 786-280-7896. And I can be contacted then. If I don't pick up, it means I'm either in a meeting or, I'm doing something that I can't get to the phone. Just leave a message. Leave your name, number, and tell me what you're interested in. And I will definitely return your call.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mr. Card, again, for being on the show. We would love to have you back and to do a longer episode.
Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoy this little blog, and I think what you're doing is extremely important, and I encourage you to continue it.
Thank you so much. And before we go, there's one thing I'd like to ask you. What does science in general mean to you? Like if someone was to ask you, if an 8-year-old was to ask you coming down the street, opposite direction from you, and they were to ask, Mr. Cart, what does science mean? And what does it mean to you? What would you tell them?
Well, I would say it is the study of a particular thing. The science of architecture has to do with the study of light, the study of sound, the study of materials, the study of structures, of that particular thing. So it is really the study of matter, I would say. I'm not too sure if that's the true definition of what science is, but everybody should get involved in it. It's part of our everyday life, and it is
Absolutely.
Something that we should be very concerned about.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again, Mr. Card. We look forward to having you back on again. And for those who are listening, this has just been another edition of the STEM Files featuring architect Mr. Craig Acart. For anyone that would like to know more about Original Man Scientific or anything OMS related, just visit us at www.omansdi.com. Once again, it's OMANSDI. Thank you. Good evening, everyone.
Thank you very much. Good evening.